The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, the 6th of May at 7:05 in the morning with Carl and Linda Bott here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. That's right, the day after Cinco de Mayo, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. And Sue's got it today for a while, and then Pat's rolling in.
Great. Yes, good morning, Carl.
So I understand you went to see The Fall Guy.
I did. Oh, my goodness. It was great. Action-packed. Ryan Gosling was amazing. Emily Blunt, she was terrific, too. Just a good movie. Such fun.
You know, that was based on the TV series.
You know, it had a lot of the cliches, kind of the things that happened, but it was such a movie unto itself. It was really good. I'd go see it again.
Well, I guess that, you know, The Fall Guy starring Lee Majors, you know, it was a big hit back then. And then when I saw this, I was just wondering, was it, you know, they just took the name and then they just completely remade it into something else?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
It gets people going, Was Lee Majors in it?
Yes, briefly. Just
was it?
Very,
okay.
Just a you know, little brief moment.
Yeah, a little cameo spot there. Paying homage to it. No, that's respectful.
Yeah, it was great. So. I loved it. Like I said, I'd say it again.
Well, good on you.
How was your Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, I had margaritas and a tostada.
Oh, you did?
That was my big celebration. But, see, yesterday I went on a 2.5-hour trek with Buford.
How'd it go? What'd you do?
Well, we were in class.
Oh, and
class,
gotcha.
Class went, instead of the regular hour, it went 2.5 hours. I'm not sure why that was, but it was because, I don't know why it was, but we walked. See, you walk the whole time. You're walking your dog, and then you're making your dog do things.
Oh, I bet he was exhausted.
I don't know about him. Well, he jumped into the back seat of the truck, and phew, he was out. And then I went out to the horse and took care of the horse for like an hour. So, yes, by the time I got back yesterday at noon, I was ready for a margarita and a tostada. That was it. Whoa.
We had Taco Bell. And I don't have Taco Bell very often, but it kind of hit the spot, kind of had a little celebration, Cinco de Mayo.
I hate to say this out loud, but I like Taco Bell.
Yeah, I try to avoid it, but, you know, the food, it's good.
They still haven't figured out how to make a burrito, a beef and bean burrito, that by the time you get down to the last third, it hasn't just completely drained out of the other end. You know, that's...
It's true.
What is so hard? I remember... Okay, maybe I'm dating myself, but I remember several years ago, you got a burrito, it hung in there to the end. But now, it's just like oozing out, like they have forgotten, or they don't train that one part where you fold it over so the filling does not come out of the burrito.
Right, it's as fast as you can. I know, because it's like when you wear it in your lap, it doesn't taste as good.
May I have a spoon with that, please? Just scoop it off my chest here.
There you go. But you were talking about your horse. Hey, the Kentucky Derby was over the weekend, too.
And saw that.
Did you see it? Mystic Dan won the 2024 Kentucky Derby by like a nose.
I know. It was nose and nose.
Yes.
Because the other last horse too is just the lean. You know how the sprinters will lean into the tape. That's what the horse did because their heads are bobbing, and the winner head bobbed down just as they hit the line.
Wow.
Another 5 feet and. What was it?
We had
Sierra Leone.
Yep, Sierra Leone and Forever Young also.
Yeah.
Third place. I mean, it was all so close.
Closest a Japanese horse has ever gotten.
Wow.
To winning. And then Fierceness, who was the favorite for many, many people, finished like 15th. Yeah. Fierceness did not have a good run. And coming down the run when you saw Sierra Leone and the what was the other horse's name?
Forever Young.
Forever Young. They were, you talk about some bumping going on there.
Oh my.
Oh, they were just bumping each other and leaning into each other. In fact, the jockey on Forever Young had to change his whip hand over to his left because they were so tight in there he couldn't use it. So anyway.
Wow.
But there was no challenge. There was no
nothing.
Well, hey.
It was a good weekend.
It was a good race.
It was a good race.
Now,
yeah, did you hear though in that somebody had a bet of like $178 million? I don't know if they won or not. I know. They didn't say, but I was like, that was the biggest bet.
If you had done the trifecta, you could, for a dollar bet, you would have won $1,800.
Really?
For the trifecta. For the quinfecta, or whatever it is, four of them, picking the top four, I think it was something like $8,000, you know, for a dollar bet. So it's one of those, you know, that if you can hit the trifecta, which I've done before, except it was never for that much money.
Oh.
But you get to, you know, you put $10 on the trifecta, you walk out of there with, you know, $15,000, $20,000.
Have you ever been there to the Kentucky Derby?
I was there the year that Secretariat ran and won.
Wow.
Yeah. We were on the infield and watched. There's like 12 races.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first race, Dark Shadows won. It was like a 10-1 underdog, but the guy down at Bill and Emma's bar, where we had gotten in early that morning, it was the only place, you know, we had hot dogs for breakfast. He says, "Hey, bet Dark Shadows." So we scraped together our money, and Dark Shadows won. And then the rest of the day, we were there drinking mint juleps, mm-hmm, and eating. Who knows what we ate?
So, in all your formal wear, and the gals with the big hats.
Oh no, no, we were in t-shirts and Levi's. We were on the infield.
Now, I was thinking it's totally glamorous.
No. The infield is much different. We were flying a little Marine Corps flag because we were all running over from Quantico, Virginia, over to Louisville because one of our friends. Families had something to do with the race and got us all tickets for the infield. And so we brought our little coolers in there and laid out our blankies, and that's what we did.
And wow. I mean, I had this total romanticized vision.
Oh, no. But if we go again, Linda, of course, wants the big hat and mm-hmm, all that. But no, for that, but it was the year Secretariat won the Kentucky Derby and then the Belmont Stakes and then the Preakness. Won the Triple Crown that year.
Wow. That is amazing. How fun. What a great memory.
It was. And all the people there are just extremely, extremely hyped up for this race. Now, we did get to see things like the people. I mean, we were just in on the infield, the hoi polloi. We were down there. But we saw everybody as they were walking in and all that. And you just, and we pushed our way over to where we could see, as everybody was.
It just sounds like it was a great moment in life.
It was.
And so next time you go, you're going to just do the whole thing, the tux, and Linda's going to...
Well, I don't know if I'll do the tux, but Linda's going to do the hat and the dress and all that. You know, I'll be suitably dressed, but without a top hat and all that. So I have friends that live in Louisville and keep inviting us every year.
Come stay with us.
Yeah, we will.
Churchill Downs, that's classic.
Churchill Downs is classic. It's been there 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
That was the 150th anniversary.
Wow.
Of Churchill Downs this year. Won by, what was
it? Oh, the winner?
Yeah. Who was that?
Mystic Dan.
Okay, so this is where I was. I was watching YouTube that night, and it's showing, it says Kentucky Derby. And I said, I'm not going to watch it because Linda and I have got it recorded. We're going to watch it together. And then I started watching it. And I watched this horse move through the pack and come up and run. And I'm like, yeah, wow, what a race. Well, it was from the 2022 Kentucky Derby, but I didn't know that. I just had heard that the winner was, you know, 20-1 or 15. I don't know. It was, you know, that was not one of the favorites.
No.
And yet, here he came. So,
yeah.
No, I watched the wrong race on YouTube.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because it just says, on YouTube, it just says, Kentucky Derby.
Oh, and you think it's the current one.
And you think it's the current one.
Yeah.
And so,
Bait and switch.
Yeah.
Bait and switch.
Just like Qantas. Okay. Hey, today's weather is, since we didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Today's weather is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 66, partly cloudy with a low around 45 tonight. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 78. And Thursday, we're going to be up in the 80s. And Friday, high 80s, sunny 88 degrees. So, Saturday, okay, are you ready for this?
No.
Saturday, sunny with a high near 91. Sunday, sunny with a high near 90. Okay. This week, I guess summer is quickly arriving. So, not even clouds after today. Everything else is going to be sunny, and it's going to go up to in the 90s this weekend. And there's so many things happening this weekend. Getting ready for the Reading Rodeo. Steak feeds, dances, everything is going on. But we'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned company out of Anderson that gives veteran and senior discounts there. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. Can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we will be right back with, I think, Community Calendar.
Chairman for Reading Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Reading Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Your vacation is over. But the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies Insurance may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night and Extreme Bulls and Barrels on May 15th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome. I can't hear me. I cannot hear me. Hello. Can you hear me? I can't hear me. Wait a minute. You need to turn me up somewhere. Okay. Welcome back. Sorry. We're changing out producers. Hey, 7:21 in the morning, and Carl Lindebot here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And on the line is Anne Marie. Good morning.
Good Monday morning.
Woo-hoo. Whoa, okay. We just got things turned up there. And we have our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Redding, California. So, good morning, Emery. What's going on?
A lot. Today is National Nurses Day, May 6th, and I have to give a quick shout out to my niece, Grace, who just graduated from nursing school this past weekend.
And my daughter, Jennifer, who is a nurse and has been a nurse for the past, 20 years. Come to think of it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah.
National Nurses Week is the 6th through the 12th of May. Tomorrow is National Teachers Day, and Teacher Appreciation Week is May 6th through 10th. This Friday is National Military Spouse Appreciation Day, and Sunday is Mother's Day. Just a couple of dates to note this week.
Ooh. Okay.
Well, we were able to get out this past week and check out Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at Turtle Bay in Redding, and it was fantastic. I have so many photographs. There are so many displays. The color saturation is amazing, and many of the pieces are animated, so they actually move. I think my favorite might be the peacock. This is a go-at-your-own event, you know, go at your own pace. And they have sitting areas along the path and also dedicated photo spots. In addition, there are several areas that are geared toward the younger kiddos. Just lots to see from swans, butterflies, zebras, elephants, panda bears, tigers, a dragon, lit walkways above and below, and that's just a few examples. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, the Glowing Wild event is ongoing through May 26th and will run Wednesdays through Sundays with a few exceptions, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. More details can be found at turtlebay.org. It is so much fun, you guys. Just a quick note as we begin, due to the rain this past weekend, the annual Boomtown Festival has been rescheduled to June 1st at Claire Engle Park, located in the city of Shasta Lake. More information can be found on the Shasta Damboree, INC, Facebook page. The annual Stuff the Bus Food Drive for the Salvation Army will take place on Thursday, May 9th at Golden Valley Bank locations in Redding and Chico. Non-perishable food items can be dropped off from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the 9th. Golden Valley Bank in Redding is located at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100. More information can be found at redding.salvationarmy.org. opening day for the Anderson River Park River Splash Pad is Friday, May 10th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The River Splash Pad is located at 2800 Rupert Road in Anderson. For a full schedule, visit Anderson CA Parks and Recreation on Facebook. There are lots of events happening this weekend that are rodeo themed, and I will plug as many as I can during this segment. Look for the Asphalt Cowboys on Friday, May 10th. There will be a street dance at the Asphalt Cowboys Clubhouse, located at 720 Auditorium Drive in Reading.
Right down on the Reading Rodeo grounds. That's where it happens at.
Absolutely. The event flyer lists live music featuring Locked and Loaded, dancing, a chili cook-off, and a quick draw contest. This event starts at 6 p.m. and live music is scheduled for 7:30 p.m. More details can be found at asphaltcowboys.org. On Saturday, May 11th, there will be a Mother's Day breakfast at VFW Post 9650 in Anderson, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The menu includes French toast or biscuits, sausage, gravy, eggs, hash browns, fruit cup, coffee and juice, and a special drink option. Breakfast is by donation only. Suggested amount is $10. This event is open to the public and located at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Also, Saturday morning, May 11th, look for the annual Cottonwood Rodeo Parade to take place at 10 a.m. in downtown Cottonwood, Front and Main Streets. The Cottonwood Rodeo will take place on May 11th and 12th, Mother's Day weekend, held at the Bobby Jones Arena in Cottonwood. For more details, visit Cottonwood Rodeo on Facebook. Saturday evening, May 11th, look for the 2024 Reading Rodeo Steak Feed and Dance to take place at the Reading Rodeo Grounds starting at 5 p.m., dinner served around 6 p.m. Steak feed tickets are $35, and there will be a kids' mutton-busting meal for $10, which will include a hamburger or hot dog, chips, and soda pop. No entry charge. More information can be found at readingrodeo.com, including a list of additional events happening next week. And just a quick heads up, this year's special Kids Day will be next Monday, May 13th. And I know that that is next week, but I wanted to give that an extra plug. Please visit readingrodeo.com for more details. Also taking place this Saturday, May 11th, is the Pathways to Hope for Children's second annual 80s Colors Family Run from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Anderson River Park. The 80s-themed color 5K run/walk will also offer a barbecue, music, and will be, like, totally awesome for the whole family. To register or for more information, visit Pathways to Hope for Children on Facebook. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Wow. Wow.
It's a lot.
There's a lot going on. And also want to remind people on May 11th is the Reading Rodeo Steak Feed and Dance. And the mutton busting that you were talking about is going to be 150 kids riding sheep as the mutton busting slack, and we picked the best 40 to go out and compete during the rodeo itself next week. So, wow. Are we ready?
Get ready, folks. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Okay. Emery, thank you so much.
Catch you next week.
You betcha. Okay. Now, our community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services. Competitive insurance quotes for home sale, commercial, and surety bonds in Northern California. They've been around since 1993 doing their job. That's Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Redding, California. Phone line is 530-224-2345. All right, we'll be right back.
But there's somebody special waiting for you. Now, baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting. His only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go meet your mom.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Redding Rodeo returns. Bucking by the river, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReddingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Redding Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Redding Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReddingRodeo.com today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win. When our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flag pole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I've got seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one, so she's a friend of mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Hey, It's back. The Reading Rodeo is back next week, May 15th through the 18th. Four unforgettable nights, my friends. Now, Saturday night looks like it's sold out already. And Friday's getting real quick. But if you want tickets, go to, now listen, readingrodeo.com. Don't go to any other site or they're going to jack the prices up on you. And in some cases, maybe they're not even good tickets, but they are really good tickets at readingrodeo.com. May 15th to the 18th is the rodeo, but so many other things are happening that we just talked about. And I'm here, as I segue into our next guest, Wendy Longwell. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
From the Disability Action Center.
Yes.
Tell people what that is.
So at the Disability Action Center, we help anybody with a disability. Doesn't matter the age, doesn't matter the disability, doesn't matter the income. Everything we do is free. So it's unheard of, and people always question, really, is it free? And yes, it is. And that's what I like about working at Disability Action Center, is that there is nobody that we can't help.
Pat, didn't we have somebody get help through them?
Yes, we did. It's a good program. Yeah. A very good program. It serves a lot of broad variety of people with disabilities, not just certain disabilities.
Yeah, I think one of the people we know went in there and you all assisted them. So, and how did this get started? I mean, this is, you walk in and you don't even ask about monetary things or anything. Do you need a doctor's statement or something?
No, nothing.
You don't even need that. If I walk in and say, I really need a wheelchair.
All I would ask is, what is your disability? You tell me, and I get you a wheelchair.
Oh. Do you have motorized wheelchairs?
We get them donated sometimes. Medical equipment program is on a donation basis.
Uh-huh.
So we take in donations, make sure they work, clean them up, and then we rehome them for free to people that need them.
Wow.
Maybe they don't have insurance. Maybe their insurance has said no. Doesn't matter to us.
Maybe it's going to take a couple weeks for them to be able to escort through their insurance companies, too.
Right. Some people borrow it while they're fighting with their insurance company.
Sure.
And other people, maybe they just don't have insurance or even the right diagnosis to get it, even though it would be beneficial for them to have it. That happens a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. So where did this start, right?
So we've been around for actually over 40 years, and it's surprising to me how many times I go around in the community and they're like, I've never heard of you before. So we used to be have a different name, and so that might be some of the confusion. But, yes, we've been here for over 40 years.
What was the name before?
It was way before my time.
Oh, okay.
Independent Living Center of Northern California.
Oh, okay. So this was started right here in Redding.
Actually, it was started in Chico.
Okay.
We cover 8 counties, and so we opened our second office here in Redding to cover the more northern counties because, 8 counties is a lot up here in Northern California. It's a lot of miles.
It sure is. Yeah.
So I'm slowly getting together with other nonprofits to give us office space in our other counties so people don't have to travel all the way to Redding because we service Siskiyou, Lath, and Modoc. And it's quite a ways for them to drive down here. So we're looking, always looking for space to meet clients up in their hometown. And I just wanted to let everybody know while I'm here that we are in the process of moving. So we are still serving the community, even though our doors have been closed for several months now while we've been sorting everything out. We've been meeting people at a local church when we need to meet with them in person to give them the wheelchair or whatever it is that they need. But we are now in the process of ripping out carpet and painting walls of our new location. And that new location is going to be at 2440 Athens Avenue, so right across the street from where we're at now.
And you're moving not because you want to.
No, we are moving because there were leaks in the roof, they weren't getting fixed, and then we started having people getting sick from the mold that was up in the ceiling, and so we had to move.
All right, so it wasn't because you weren't paying your rent or something like that. It was because the place had become inhabitable.
Correct.
In your opinion.
Yeah, in my opinion. And so it took us a while to find it. Well, at first we were just trying to work it out where we're at, trying to just get it to be fixed. When it was obvious that wasn't a priority, we then looked at other properties and found this one that really is perfect for us. I mean, it has a 3-car garage where we can store the medical equipment.
Oh, good.
So we don't have to pay for storage off-site anymore. So, yeah, it's really a perfect place. The bus stop is right out front, so people can get off the bus and walk right in the door. So it really is a perfect location for us.
Okay, so you have, you know, you've got wheelchairs and walkers, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the kind of things you have?
Crutches? Well, we have crutches. So pretty much any medical equipment you need, we have. We just don't go into the medical equipment that really requires a prescription. You know, like if you're oxygen, mm-hmm. you know, CPAP machines, those really require doctor yeah. involvement. We stay away from those.
These are just the ones that you got a bad leg or something. And
right. Hospital beds, Hoyer lifts, we get those sometimes. Oh. So, but we have about 15 different grants that allow us to do different things in each one. So
I could use a hospital bed in here. Pat, put this on your list. I need a hospital bed.
Yeah,
out my desk and just put my hospital bed in there and just let me, so I don't have to leave here ever. Do you deliver?
Only on rare occasions.
Okay.
We always ask, you know, do you have friends or family that can pick it up? But we will deliver if there are no other options for the person.
Okay. But you prefer people to just come down and get it.
So yeah.
Do they sign for it?
Yeah, we have grant paperwork we have to fill
sure.
out with their demographics, and they sign for it. And then, but our grant doesn't cover our gas to deliver. That's why we mm-hmm. try to get that they
yeah.
have a neighbor or something they can get it for them. But we don't ever.
Okay.
That's never a reason not to get it.
So Pat's a man of infinite wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's infinite wealth. He could come down there and get a wheelchair.
Yep.
Wouldn't even ask him.
Nope. We don't even ask him income. It's not a question that we even ask on our paperwork.
That's good to know. You know, I mean, I'd be happy to deliver these things for you. If you just need someone to, if you get in a jam, you just call the station here and we'll make it happen. So.
Be serious.
Yeah. It's,
I know it doesn't happen very often, but if you're in a jam.
Yeah, so it's an amazing program. I mean, we have to show that we're helping in this particular grant. We have to show that we're helping
okay.
people of all income levels.
Right.
So we will ask what is your, you know, just your, we don't ask for exact income, just what is your basic income, so that we can show we're helping people with no income versus people with, you know, even like veterans that have access to VA. They may still be having to wait to get that equipment. We can give them the equipment until they get their own. So
you probably help a lot of the homeless people.
We do.
I imagine that's your biggest customer, you might say.
Yeah, but it's amazing. A lot of the people that come to us that are homeless, it's because something unexpected had happened in their life and they weren't prepared for it, and now they find themselves homeless. And they're looking mm-hmm. for help to get back off the streets. We've had people that got injured and couldn't work anymore, and they were living on the property they were working on. You know, they were maybe a ranch foreman.
Yeah.
And now they're like, where do I go? They didn't have a plan for after that, you know.
So how do you help those people? That's not what you're supposed to do, though, is it? Or is it?
Well, what we do is we will help them apply for housing programs.
Okay.
If they don't have all the documents they need, we help them acquire those documents so that they can apply for those programs. So our whole focus is independent living. So anybody that walks in our doors, we work with them on their independence to keep them in the community, but independent in their community. And so whatever that requires, I mean, that might require somebody who is losing their vision that they need certain products in their kitchen so they don't burn down the kitchen when they try to cook. It might be somebody that is losing their ability to walk that they need the wheelchair or the walker.
Mm-hmm.
It might be somebody maybe with a traumatic brain injury that now doesn't have the ability to know how to budget their money to pay all their bills and to balance their checkbook. And so we teach them how to redo that so that they can stay independent in their community.
Oh, wow.
So it really depends on their disability on what service we provide for them.
Disability Action Center isn't just a handout for things. I mean, I don't mean handout, but just providing wheelchairs and crutches and walkers. this is the whole enchilada, you might say, after Cinco de Mayo, where you're helping people stay independent in their homes, maybe, you know, if their homes or apartments, by helping them, providing them with stuff, like you said, for their kitchen, where it's not dangerous, or maybe it's a, you know, a phone that you know, they can read. I'm just saying the phone. I mean, I don't know if you all do that or not. I see them advertised where you get the big, you know, you get the big letters on it so you can read it.
Actually, where we're moving to, we are going to be having the company that does those phones housed in our building. So it'll be like, and we also will have Shining Care there, which helps seniors stay independent in the community. So we're going to be really much more a one-stop shop where we can just, hey, down the hallway is this agency that can help you.
Okay. I'm here with Wendy Longwell. We're talking Disability Action Center. And there's more to it than I thought, and that's what we're getting into it. And I'm so glad you came in. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial names under one roof. The Record Searchlight had an article about the insurance industry and how in California we are in trouble. But guess what? We're not the only ones. Oregon, Oregon, Texas, Florida, North Carolina, because of hurricanes and all this. Insurance companies are starting to pull back. They're either charging you double or you end up on the FAIR plan. You need help with insurance. You call Judy Maxwell at 530-221-0441. Free review, free analysis, and evaluation of what you need. Sit down with Judy or one of her trained professionals, and they will find you the assistance you need. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Give them a call at 530-221-0441. We'll be right back.
Pledging their love to the ground. Lonely but free I'll be found. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find just where the trail will wind, drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Celebrate 31 years with us at Wind River Resort and Casino and join us for our $30,000 anniversary Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free drawing entries, or other instant prize. Play any of your favorite slot machines and table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. for your chance to win free slot play or up to $3,100 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Voted number one in the best in the North State in the Redding Record, or the Record Searchlight poll, and they are. They've got a great selection of jewelry, and since rodeo's coming up, turquoise, opal, they've got it all. There at Four Winds Jewelry. Been there for 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. Really, really, really good people there. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And I'm here with Wendy Longwell from Disability Action Center, and they're getting ready to have Project Homeless Connect.
Yes.
A city, kind of a city-backed.
Yeah, the city helps pay for it. So does United Way.
So
a couple different funding sources to pull this all together. And this year is, I'm really excited because the city actually donated the money. So we have free busing for people that are homeless, that are living out a ways away from the Civic Center. They get free busing to come in.
Cool. What do they do? Just stand by and say, "I'm going down to the Civic"?
Yep, that's all they have to say. They just have to say they're going to the Project Homeless Connect.
Okay.
And this event we hold once a year. We always hold it on in May. And we do this to bring all the services together that the homeless might need to be able to get off the streets.
Okay.
So that's the goal of the project.
Now, you have all types of organizations there, including Haven Humane.
Yes, Haven Humane's there to give shots to their animals and also to board them while they come inside the Civic Center.
Okay.
And then we have the Hope Van there that does medical. And we have the city there that is there to help with housing. Maybe it's for food that they need help. It's whatever they need help. And then we have DMV there. Not DMV, Social Security is going to be there. If they need their Social Security card for a form of ID, they can apply for that there. So many. We have over 70 different agencies that are going to be there.
Wow.
We're going to have lunch served, and we will be having free clothes. And we have a couple agencies, one that gives out free socks, another one that rehomes shoes that have been donated. And so lots, just, you know, clothing, shoes, socks, food, new ID, whatever
vision,
it is you might need.
Vision care.
Yes. Dan's,
I mean, that's what it says here.
Yep. Dan's Optical will be there for free glasses. And we have a new eye doctor this year that will be giving eye exams. And the Lions Club will be there as well. And they help with getting free eyewear as well.
Well, yeah, they collect it all during the year.
Yep.
So
many different agencies that that will be there.
One Safe Place or Continuum or Childhood, whatever it is now.
One Safe Place is going to be there. The Mission is part of it. They help us with the food. Really, all the agencies just come together to make this, to pull this off. The one thing that we're really in need, though, is volunteers the day of. Mm-hmm. We need volunteers to help with lunch. We need volunteers to help with the, when they, enter, we have to do a survey and give them their lunch ticket. We have so many jobs that we need volunteers for.
And this is Monday, May 20th. It starts at 9 a.m. and it goes to 2 p.m. down at the Civic.
Yes.
And so who do they call if they want to volunteer?
They can call me at Disability Action Center at 530-242-8550.
So what is that again?
530-242-8550. And if they would rather email me, they can do that as well. My email is Wendy, WENDYL, at actionctr.org.
CTR?
CTR, short for center.
Actioncenter. Dot?
Dot org.
Okay. Well, when I talk about this, because this is getting ready to happen here pretty soon.
Yep, pretty soon.
Yep. In 2 weeks.
Yep. So. And it's a big event. We had about 400 homeless come last year to get assistance. And we're expecting a bigger turnout this year. So
do you ever get feedback about how that works?
I have surveys that we try to get them as they leave to fill out to say whether it helped them or not. And then I have surveys from the agencies that come as well of did they find it beneficial. Mm-hmm. And got great surveys last year. We'll see what we get this year. Mike Mangus from Channel 7 actually came last year and interviewed some people and got some great feedback that way for us as well.
Well, great. Well, it sounds like y'all are on the uproll here.
Yeah, this is the tail end of last minute getting everything set up and just realizing, you know, a lot of people have gone back to work now since the pandemic, so we're not having as good of a turnout for volunteers because this is during the workday. So anybody that's available, even if you're not available the whole time, maybe you can just come and help us during lunch. Whatever you can do, we would be grateful for.
Now, Wendy's with the Disability Action Center. Everybody knows it was in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. They're in the process of moving. And hopefully by June 1st, we'll be across the street on Athens at
2440 Athens Avenue.
Right. Now, if you've got somebody in your family that has just, you know, maybe suffered an injury or has just been through life and needs some assistance, like a walker, a wheelchair, other things, vision stuff, the Disability Action Center is there to help. And you may be, you know, waiting for stuff from your insurance or not getting it. They're here to help you, make sure you're okay. There's no questions asked. They come in. And then what we've just been talking about is the Project for Homeless Connect. That's going to happen May 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. And it's going to be for people that need a hand up, not necessarily a hand out here. Yeah, housing, healthcare, vision, family planning, all that. It's all going to be there at one time.
Yeah, one of the fun things that just got solidified is we're going to have a hairdresser but also a barber there. So if people are needing to get haircuts, beard trims so that they are more presentable to go get a job, that's there for them.
Oh. All of this, of course, is done under grants. I hate using the word free.
Yeah, grants and donations.
Grants and donations.
So that we can do this for free for the homeless to help them get off the streets.
There you go. But it's not free. It comes from somewhere.
Yes.
I know. I'm sorry. This is just me. When I hear the word free, I go, because somebody's paying for it somewhere, either through a grant or a donation,
right.
Which is, you know, God bless them for that. And it's here to help people that need some assistance. Great. Well, Wendy, thank you so much.
And thank you for having me.
You bet. And good luck with this. It'd be interesting. You had 400 people there last year. Wow. And it's not just homeless.
No, we actually had some people show up that are just maybe they're on the verge of homelessness and they need help.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe they're getting evicted and they're looking for assistance so they don't become homeless. And that's, we're there for them as well.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with this.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we got Enjoy Magazine is going to be joining us.
You who are on the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. At the resumption of his New York criminal trial, former President Trump has been held in contempt. He has been fined another $1,000 for violating a court-imposed gag order. Mr. Trump has also again been threatened by the judge with jail time. Following recent anti-Israel demonstrations on campus, Columbia University's May 15th campus-wide commencement has been canceled. Columbia planning to hold smaller school-based ceremonies this week and next week instead. More federal money for security at houses of worship, with some synagogues having reported threats in recent days.
Officials and police in New York say weekend threats to synagogues as well as the Brooklyn Museum are unfounded. Still, Senator Chuck Schumer says the Israel-Hamas war shows a need for extra security.
This is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence, and the state of hate has become a boiling point.
He says $400 million in federal funding is available for any house of worship, not just synagogues, to apply.
So you can actually hire personnel. You can hire security guards as well as get any kind of physical protection you need.
Schumer says so far December had the highest rate of threats to synagogues, 800 nationwide. Julie Walker, New York.
Israel's military is urging civilians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, with people being told to move to an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone that's located near the coast. Southeast Texas witnessed hundreds of high-water rescues over the weekend as floodwaters rage following days of torrential rains. Wall Street starting off the week on an up note. The Dow 101 points higher, while the Nasdaq is ahead 99, and the S&P up 29 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Presidential elections underway in Chad. The country has been under the thumb of the military for a long time.
The presidential election was due to be held 2 years ago, but the military authorities prolonged the transitional period. Despite an initial promise not to run in the next election, transitional leader Mohamed Deby is among the 10 candidates vying to be president. Some members of the opposition and civil society have called for a boycott of the polls, saying the process has been organized to solidify his stay in power. The results are expected to be released by the 21st of May, but a second round could be held in June if there is no clear winner in the first round.
The BBC's Paul Enjai. Turns out a 16-year-old boy shot dead by police after stabbing a man in Western Australia had been in a de-radicalization program for a couple of years. The teen called police to say that he planned to commit an act of violence, but he didn't say where. News and analysis at townhall.com. His name is Charles Shea, a D-Day veteran who plans to take part in next month's 80th anniversary ceremonies marking the World War II landings in Normandy.
Not far from the shores of Normandy, Charles Shea, a Penobscot tribe citizen from Maine, speaks to the AP from his home in France.
Well, I guess I was prepared to give my life if I had to.
It was on those shores 80 years ago that Shea recalls the horrific sights, bleeding soldiers, body parts and corpses strewn around him, machine gun fire and shells filling the air. He's about to take part in the 80th anniversary commemorations of the landings in Normandy that led to the liberation of France in Europe from Nazi Germany occupation. I'm Karen Chavez.
Mexican authorities say relatives have positively identified three bodies found in a well as those of two Australian surfers and one American who went missing last week in the Baja California Peninsula. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com all over the world. You can't get away from us. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 6th of May, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center's National Nurse Day, National Crepe Suzette Day, and National Lift a Beverage Day. Mm. It says just Natural National Beverage Day, but
doesn't identify the beverage.
Does not ID the beverage. So
there's a day for everything.
There's a day for everything. You can take your beverage and have your Crepe Suzette, and then later have to go see the nurse.
Mm-hmm. And you can suck down a nice shot of tequila to calm your nerves before you go.
There you go. Okay. Good morning, Pat. Pat's running the boards here.
Good morning, all one.
What's up, handsome?
Hey, nothing. You know, we did invent a beverage during a last gig at the Mosaic, the 100th anniversary of the writing of Rhapsody in Blue. So we invented the Blue Rhapsody.
Ooh. Oh, that actually sounds like a legit thing.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's kind of like a lemon drop with that cacao.
With blue,
stuff in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what.
I pretty much like every drink that's got the blue stuff in it.
You know, lemon drops should be made. Those should be illegal. I have seen, not me because I don't really like that kind of drink, but I've seen people beer with the bourbon cheese or there. No, but I watch, especially girls. Okay, I just say it. We'll drink a lemon drop, and then they'll drink a second one because there's nothing in this.
It's so sweet.
Boom! They have that third one, and their hands are in the air. Woo, woo, woo! And they're singing.
That's what I always get when I go out with the girls.
Lemon drops?
Lead in there. So that what you have, Rhonda.
Lemon drops are good, but then you add the little bit of a blue or a raspberry liqueur, and you get like a lemon raspberry or... Why are we talking about this? It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk of the weather. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 66 and a low 45 tonight. Now, tomorrow, it starts.
Oh, no.
Sunny. With a high near 72, and that's the forecast for the rest of the week.
72?
No. Unfortunately, Wednesday it's 78, Thursday 83, Friday 88. All these are sunnies. Saturday 91, Sunday 90. Wow. So
that happened fast.
No rain, and no rain this week, which means then we can get the horse out, and you know things will be dried, so we don't have to slide down hills.
It is April showers bring May flowers. It doesn't
I tell you
what does the May flowers bring?
Wildfires,
allergies,
pilgrims. Oh my gosh! Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company. Been in the business 25 years around here, family owned company. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other payment plans. They do treat their customers as friends. I think the world of the Kenny family. They do so much for our community. You've won awards for hiring veterans, and it is a veteran-owned company. So, Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 is their phone number. And I'm here with Enjoy with Rhonda Alvey and Jimmy.
We always love seeing you, but where's the sidekick again?
Sidekick has is feeling a little, you know,
iffy.
And I said, well, look.
Well, last week she wasn't here, but then she said she needed to pick you up and came roaring in at the last minute.
I know. Who knows what she'll do? Who knows? I never know what she's going to do.
I know, right?
But I just, you know, I've got a tracker on her.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, there she is. You know,
yep.
So, anyway.
I didn't think I was going to make it.
Today?
Yeah, I mean, Miss Rhonda here, I guess, informed me last night. I was on a tirade last night cleaning my garage.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't really even notice it. And then I got the bing, and I opened up my eyes, and she's like, I'm going to see you there at the radio this morning, right? And I was like, I was in bed when you talked to me.
Gosh.
Well, you know what? Isn't it funny? You know, I mean, you've been coming here for years mm-hmm. on the first Monday of each month. And just like I've been doing Man Up for, you know, a year. The other day, Ted texts me and says, where you at, buddy? And it was a Thursday, and I'm just kicked back, and I'm like,
I've done that.
Oh, my. OMG. I said, you know what? And there was no way. There was no way I was making it from where I was. So
you had to go solo?
No, he had. I think Perry was in here. But Ted can come in here.
Oh, did they just pick up a previous episode?
No. They did the show.
They did
the show.
And it was the best one they ever did.
It was probably. And, you know, now there's other times when they're scattered. We're all scattered, so mm-hmm. we try and pull one out.
Well, to be honest with you, I have to be, you know, in complete clarity. Since we have closed the store,
yeah,
I'm as busy as I've ever been, for sure, but I've lost complete track of time. Like, I don't even know what day it is, where I am half the time, because that routine for 20 years, 15 years is just gone, and it's freaked me out. Like,
oh, it would be, because, you know, that's what you do, and that's all you think about mm-hmm. and work for and all that, and then
and that was what made it cohesive for all of us to see each other on a daily basis too. So
it's
we're
so
kind of we're like seeds in the wind, right?
So weird.
I mean, things are still functioning, but it's in a different, totally different way. So,
of course,
you know.
Well, and then you see other things that are happening downtown.
Mm.
Rosé restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That was there at Johnny's Cat House,
yep.
right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then there hasn't been anything there since he shut down until this one opened.
That's the Black Diamond? Is that what it is?
No, Rosé.
Rosé.
Oh, right.
Rosé is where Kenny's place was.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Or is it Black Diamond?
I thought Johnny's Cat House was shut down for a long time.
Yeah.
And then wasn't that Rosé?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's the Black Diamond.
Yeah. What's that?
It's a lounge, I think.
Yeah, they have music and
okay.
I don't think they have like a lot of food, but
yeah. I know they're doing some even though it's new. I guess they're doing some upgrading or remodeling, and then
you know anything about that, Pat? Black Diamond.
I don't know. I know they do have a music venue there, and more on the wild side, not the kind of place I play, anyhow.
We could get you some tails and a top hat. You could go wild.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and get right into the magazine. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, one of my favorite places. Why? Because if I've got a chip on my windshield or a crack, I can't think of any other place I'd take it than Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for well over 20 years. He fixes the windshield. He does it quickly. He guarantees it for life of the windshield. He doesn't get better than that. And if there's anything about repairing windshields that Jeff doesn't know, it's because they haven't invented that windshield yet. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle? Now, car, truck, RV. Yeah, I've seen RVs down there. Bring it in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and I can't say enough for Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
trucking. Got my chips down here. Keep trucking. Like the two dog man together. More or less in line. Just keep trucking. Home, home, home.
Feel the pulse of excitement as the Reading Rodeo returns. Buck and by the River, May 15th to the 18th. Secure your place now with tickets exclusively available at ReadingRodeo.com. Experience where legends are forged and unforgettable memories created at the Reading Rodeo. Mark your calendars for May 15th to the 18th. Thank you to our sponsors, Reading Rancheria, Valero, and Ford. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Visit ReadingRodeo.com today.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Tree Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I love the
community.
Whoever is running the.
That's Pat.
No, I know, but it's always different depending on the person that's doing it.
You know, I was just thinking that.
And that's,
every one
I love
of the producers
it.
Have their own
groove.
Things they do.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like Ben, who's the youngest by far of anybody. I'm not even sure he's old enough to work.
I think I
could be getting hit by child labor laws. he comes up with songs out of the 30s.
Yeah.
And he plays it. Oh, yeah. And he goes, well, yeah, I think I saw this on YouTube or something. And anyway. Hey,
good
I'm
stuff.
Here. I'm here with Enjoy Magazine and James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, plus the many other things that they're involved in. So this issue is the
212th issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Body and Soul.
May 2024. I can't believe.
Gosh.
You're already in June, aren't you?
June is going almost to print done. On Monday.
I'm on June. We sent you our ad like 10 months in advance.
Yes, we have your ads.
We
have them for the rest of the year.
Figured it out that we can do this so Rhonda's not having to leap through her grommet and be calling me going, Carl, where are you? I just want us to play last month. I'm like,
yes.
Of course not. We have an expert here. Yep. So we know, but we can tell you down to the minute when we can get it in. But now we're putting it out 4 or 5 months in advance.
The good thing about Karen is she totally sends the right size, and everything is always perfect with the ads. So I never have to send them back.
Yeah,
we're losing Karen. She's, you know, I don't know what it is, but people falling in love. I've lost two bookkeepers. I've lost salespeople. It's not that they're going to work anywhere else. They're just falling in love. And so she's falling in love and with a great guy, by the way.
It should be a disability.
It should be. There should be a grant to businesses when you lose employees because of love. There should be. We ought to be able to pick some money up on
but
that.
But in all fairness, though, right? Like, I can be calloused and stuff, and that's because of just being in the game for a long time.
Yeah.
But if you really stop to think about when you were younger and you fell in love with somebody, you know, first, second, third time or whatever, you got to realize you become literally mind crippled. I mean, I did. I mean, I fell so hard several times.
I would have married Linda when I came down the down the stairs from my plane, bring me back from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have married her at the bottom of the stairs if she had wanted to.
Yeah.
She luckily had more common sense than I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just from riding to her. I never even held her hand, you know, just from riding. And
you just liked her because she was a gold digger.
Yeah. I'm of the age that I remember the gold diggers. And other people now, if I describe her as a gold digger, they'd look at me.
Yeah.
What? Why could you say that? And I went,
because she was a gold digger.
Yeah, she was. I got a photo.
That's so cool.
Okay. Cameron Middleton as What I Enjoy.
Oh, yeah. So that's something that we obviously have done. It's kind of evolved from year to year.
Uh-huh.
Rhonda was the one, I think, that kind of has spearheaded in keeping this segment of the magazine alive, because we get a lot of really great feedback from people saying, hey, you know what, we really like this section of the magazine because it allows people to kind of make a new friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kind of gives you a little insight. They're just like icebreaker questions and kind of interesting.
But you got a great picture, and then you get to find out about this person, and then it kind of makes you kind of have a little bit of a common connection with everybody else that reads it, right? And then you'll find people that'll be out and about and actually run into these people, or they'll see each other and they'll talk about it. So, yeah, I mean, It's kind of cool. So we just randomly select people that are out in our community from all different walks of life and levels of employment and, you know, whatever, and just say, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is it that you love about being here in Shasta County and North State? And
well, he loves it here. In all transparency here, we bought our house, or Linda bought the house from the Middletons over at House of Realty, and she said Cameron showed her like 30 houses, and she kept coming back to the one we live in now, and just 3 or 4 or 5 times, which Cameron, I'm sure, was really happy to do. But then Cameron's also the top puncher at Asphalt Cowboys. You can work your way into that. He's been a planning commissioner, as we know.
Yeah.
He definitely just loves it here.
Yeah.
And
he's such a big personality.
Oh, he is. You know what? He's a good guy. So
I'm looking at pictures of him because I'm so used to just seeing him in his Asphalt Cowboy outfit. So I was like, oh, look at him. He scrubs up pretty good with a wire brush. I buy my tickets from him for the pancake breakfast.
Uh-huh.
He knows that I'll buy, you know, usually 10 or 20 of the tickets.
And yeah, we usually buy – we'll buy 10, so I'll make sure all my people get there.
Yeah.
The House of Realty, too, is the oldest real estate firm in the whole area. They've been around since in the 60s.
Oh, wow.
Right here, if you can believe that. Yeah. And still at the same place too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been the Middleton family has been, you know, played a big part in our community.
That's one of those names, you know, when you hear it, you know, it's a kind of a traditional mainstay of the North State.
And they're also into the Kennedy family, and the Kennedy being the producer that works with Spielberg.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they're also in it.
Kathleen Kennedy. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're part of the, married into it somehow or something like that?
It's something that they're all...
They're all connected.
They're all connected into that. Huh. Yeah.
That's very cool.
Well, Kathleen Kennedy. In fact, she's the one that brought. Remember when Lincoln, with Daniel Day-Lewis, the movie, they had the premiere right here in the Cascade Theater. We went to that.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Cool stuff.
Okay.
We got a really cool story once again on page 20. It's called "A Time to Grow Back Stronger." And this is, I love the pictures in here. This one with the kids in their butterfly nets.
Oh, gosh.
Just bring back some memories. But this is about rebuilding Whiskeytown's environmental camp. And so back in the 70s to 2018, this environmental camp has welcomed over 134,000 fifth and sixth graders to come and do a nature camp. It's sometimes some of these kids' first times being out in the wilderness or being away from home, staying overnight in kind of a rustic environment where they get to learn all about, you know, nature, get to play in creeks and just be kids and have fun with friends. It's kind of like a stay camp, right? Just a short one.
It's kind of, yeah. Just about every kid that has lived here.
Yeah. And unfortunately, in 2018, the car fire burned most of it down. Mm-hmm. And so.
2018.
Yeah.
Gosh,
it seemed like just yesterday.
It does. You know, if somebody had asked me and said, when was it? I would have said 2020. You know.
Yeah.
But no, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2018. It's been that long.
So anyway, you know, it is.
People are still recovering from that.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean,
it'll be.
If they ever will.
Yep. Obviously, I mean, here we're talking about this here, 2024, and they're still trying to take a historic part of our North State tradition for our kids and trying to still put it back together fully. Mm-hmm. So, so this is a really cool story about, you know, them building back and trying to get a place for kids to go again and get that back on line. And I think, I don't know about you, if you can remember back that far, but I remember going to ecology camp and thinking it was one of the most glorious times of my life. I mean, it just was so exciting to know that you weren't going to actually have to be in school. You were getting to take almost like a vacation with your friends.
Well, I remember being sent to camp by my parents, and probably just to get me out of the area.
Sure.
But, you know, but we did things like that. We learned about the environment, and but that was before it was such a huge thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We learned, you know, this types of flowers and going walks.
Well, so many kids. I mean, it's just with the digital realm, right? They have at their fingertips. They have the whole world. They can learn about anything, but yet, quite often
they're not out there.
That quite often the nature part of their knowing is lacking because, you know. Well, it's not the same to know where your food comes from when you just see a picture of it in a grocery store.
You see a picture of a cow, and you don't know what a cow smells like. You've never touched a cow.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't gone through a calving, which would really be good for third and fourth graders. It would probably be
in the
problem of teenage pregnancy.
Yeah.
And watch a calf being born.
Yeah, if you watch a calf being born or hauled out with a come-along because it's stuck, you might think twice.
You got a foal and a mare, and you got his front leg. Come on.
That is actually a good thing, yeah.
Anyway, okay, enough of that. How did we get into that? Okay, so...
Nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. It's and they're back rebuilding. What they're getting ready to do, hopefully, is get this... They've raised a lot of money for three fourplex cabins that could each house, 120 students, each one of these fourplexes. Wow. That's great.
Yeah, because I guess when they bring them all in, I don't know, do they stagger them or is it all fifth and sixth graders from every school?
They can take,
all
four of them. Okay, what it says here, three fourplexes, that can total of 144 okay, individuals so, per week. So it's okay. not each one of them. It's be all four.
I was going to say, that, Carl, that's an apartment complex.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
That's so, a housing block.
Did your kids go?
No. My kids, because during that phase of their life, I think they were at Reading Christian. So they did go to a nature camp, but it was up towards Lassen. Mm-hmm. It was a different camp.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. They've been in the business over 17 years, moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. You see their names on these buildings downtown and other things. They have been recognized as one of the best small banks in the United States. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Reading, one on 1845 California Street, and the other one at 192 Hartnell, the main branch, and then their newest branch on Ventura Street down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Jump jive.
You know what? I love that video of this song. Yeah. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR. Hey, I got Enjoy the magazine with me here, and James and Rhonda. And this portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. I used to say it was across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, but Lucky is now a food truck, so I never know where Lucky is. So, it's a family-owned business. It's founded in 1960. Think about that. Yep, family business, veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. I always get a great haircut there. I make appointments.
I've had several.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really good people. They don't get into
I used to like to go there because they had a jackalope on the wall.
They still do.
Oh, yeah?
They took the dinosaur down.
Okay.
Because they had it was leading to too many conversations and lies. They couldn't keep their, you know, where'd you get this? Well, I was in Panama. They have, like I said, discounts for seniors and veterans. I work by appointments because it works on my schedule. I call them at 530-244-9478. However, you can just drop by, and if they've got an open spot, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold. This is a great place. I love it. Cypress Square Barbershop. And two other people I love, James and Rhonda from Enjoy. So we're going through the 212th issue.
Yeah, and what is the theme of this? Is it health and wellness, kind of?
Body and soul.
It's called Body and Soul, yes, but in the cover's got a beautiful husband and wife with their adorable baby on a big nature walk. But is this kind of like...
Ooh, look at that mountain line.
Is this kind of supposed to be health and wellness?
Well, it is,
or
kind of... It does kind of focus on health and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of.
Kind of. Okay. I was just kind of flipping through.
So, yeah, we were talking the person of interest that's always in was Cameron Middleton. And
yeah.
We talked about the Whiskey Town. They're rebuilding their wildlife or their environmental school out there. So where are we going now?
Did you... Oh, good, you're there. That's what I was going to say, because this spread page right here just like,
this
delish.
Is a really cool story about boysenberries.
Berry delicious.
Yes, and this woman, Nettie Boysen, and...
That is her last name?
Well, yeah, because her grandfather
is the inventor.
The one, yep, in 1923.
He's the one that created the boysenberry?
Yep,
well,
he cross-pollinated.
What else did he create?
The hell if I know.
Yeah. Place down in
Knott's Berry Farm.
His
jams or his boysenberries were sold to Knott's Berry Farm.
That's right.
Yes.
Wow. Did he found that place?
I don't think he did, but because he passed away before the boysenberries became, and then his uncle, I believe, took it over.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's pretty cool.
So boysenberry didn't exist before that. He took other berries and crossbred.
Yeah, he cross-pollinated.
To make it. And what are the...
In Napa.
What is a boysenberry made from? Blackberry and what else?
Raspberry? I don't know.
I have not read all the way through it. Okay.
But anyway, it's pretty cool. But his great-uncle, the oldest brother of the grandfather, received permission to unearth the original boysenberry vine that Rudy created and relocated it from Napa to Merced. And then it ended up in Castro Valley. But this woman, Nettie, was living in Las Vegas when she was learning. Somebody, a historian, was doing a story.
Mm-hmm.
And she learned about a lot more of the backstory of the boysenberry because she knew about her grandfather. But then she learned a lot more about it. She was living in Las Vegas, and she wanted to continue the tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So now she has a place in Orland. And in 2020 they started a You Pick It, so you can go there and pick.
We're getting word from the mothership about a boysenberry. What does it say? I can't see the reflection.
Loganberry, raspberry, and blackberry is the boysenberry.
Okay.
So that's the, all those crossed
right,
to make this?
Cross.
What the
now,
heck?
This is a vine, mm-hmm. and they actually got the original vine, and that's what they planted mm-hmm. down in Orland.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go down and pick, you can have as many as you can eat.
Yep.
Oh, really? So yep. it's not sure a, you says. Don't put it in a bucket and take it home to make pies and things? You have to eat them while you're there?
No. No, while you're picking.
Oh,
you
while
can
you're
eat
picking,
as
you
many
eat.
As you want. Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
And that's like the old days in the grocery store when you used to go through the grapes.
if, you know why I never eat out of the, you know, they've got the big things you can just, you know, uh-huh. buy it by bulk.
Yeah.
I see people reaching in there with their hands
uh-huh.
and
I don't,
eating. And I said,
yep.
the first time I saw that, I said, well, no more of that. Yep.
You want it to come in a bag?
Yeah.
You can't tell who's been in there.
That's right.
Who's been in those almonds.
Oh, the bulk bins.
Yeah, the bulk bins. Yeah, the, I mean... The,
oh yeah!
Not everybody is
has
the moral fiber not to stick your hands into the bulk bins and just shove it into your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So isn't that fascinating how agriculture and that stuff actually works? Because I mean, they're talking about the original vine, right? Obviously, but it's kind of also like Napa. Like a lot of those vines came from Southern Oregon. And they took them, you know, obviously those in Southern Oregon came from somewhere else, probably Europe or whatever. But the vines to grow wine and stuff, many of them in Napa and Sonoma and all those places, the stock came from Southern Oregon. And so it's kind of interesting. And then I was just reading the other day that in Israel, they have resurrected some type of a palm tree that grew during the time of Jesus. And there's only like three of them that they've been able. They unearthed the cave somewhere in the mountains and found a jar that had seeds from the palm tree.
Wow!
And they actually got three of them to sprout. And so they haven't been around for what they say like 1,500 years, and now they're regrowing them. So super kind of cool to think that all these people have these boysenberry plants that they're growing that are from a single boysenberry plant that was bred put together
1924.
Yeah, it's amazing it was still alive.
It says here, I know what you said, Pat, but it says in the article here that they did a DNA study, 20 other varieties of boysenberry in that database, and determined that the parentage is Marionberry and Loganberry. So it may have been since then they've crossbred to other things.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, the original ones that, you know, once they got the original mm-hmm. vine going, they said that it tastes different. Mm. It tastes really, really good.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I mean, you can buy boysenberry jam anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's all pleasant.
Yes.
So.
And then I did some work not too long ago in my lab and came up with Halleberry.
That's funny.
That's a nod back to weird science.
Okay. That's just moving right along after that one. Let's load everything down. No, I'm just kidding. Halleberry. That was cute. Okay. So what page are we on now?
Go on to page, I think you'll like this story, page 60.
Okay. Just looking at it upside down, I think I will. All the pretty horses. Oh, the Wild Horse Fire Brigade.
So, so this gentleman, he manages a 30,000-acre spread near the Oregon border with 150 wild horses roaming all over it. And he purchased a ranch on it 10 years ago and has become deeply attached to the horses. So he feels like they're part of his extended family.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you know what always baffles me? Obviously, nature finds a way, right? That's the whole thing of survival of the fittest, I guess. But you have a horse, right?
And oh, yeah.
We have horses at our ranch at Cottonwood. How do they survive by themselves wild? They have so many issues that you have to take care of.
Well, when they're running wild, they don't have those issues.
No?
Because if it's a lameness issue or something like that, they usually –
die.
They die.
Yeah.
They do something out there, they die. So the ones that are alive are very hardy.
Yeah.
Their hooves are, their legs or ligaments, because, frankly, you know, in nature, if you're not strong enough, you don't survive.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why.
Yeah.
And then we take horses that are bred, horses and their DNA is to move and feed. If they're not moving and feeding all day, then you've got to, you know, make sure they get the exercise mm-hmm. and find ways that they're munching on something.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, that's what they do. I mean, Linda, Las
Wife.
Vegas girl, when she's cleaning hooves, her head's up against the horse's body,
uh-huh.
listening for gurgling sounds.
Yeah.
Because that means the food's moving through.
Yeah.
If you don't hear it, that alerts you. Why isn't it?
Oh,
the other day, it wasn't moving through, and we found out that she hadn't been drinking water because she had casually turned around and pooped and filled up her water. Her water dish. It's not a dish. It's you know, constantly mm-hmm. refills.
Hasn't she learned you don't crap where you drink?
You don't. She obviously didn't, and she wasn't. She wouldn't even eat. And I start right away. Start checking. Okay, food, and then I looked at the water. I mean, it was just full. Dumped it all out, cleaned it, and then got a big bucket and filled that with water and gave it to her. And she just sucked it down, and guess what? And it went right back to eating. So this is what happens out there. On the wild,
they don't have those problems.
They don't. Well, first of all, they don't have waterers like that. But they also, if they don't have water, then they eventually don't make it.
Yeah.
So,
but even think about how dry it is here. In I mean, obviously they are providing water for them somewhere. But
they do.
But can you imagine? I mean, truly, it gives you an idea of what it must be like in Africa and all that stuff. How those animals must have to just constantly migrate looking for places to find water. What a scary thought to think that all of a sudden you're thirsty and you're like, I have to actually go find somewhere where there's water when it's 110 degrees. It's hopefully there's some left somewhere in a watering hole. So strange, all of that.
You know, the other thing, too, the wild Mustangs.
Yeah.
You get a mare that's 10 years old, let's say, or 8 years old. She's been pregnant 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she's old enough to breed, she starts having babies.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what she
that
does.
Happens every year mm-hmm. is that procreation. So that's one of the reasons that, and if they don't have any natural predators, there's all types of things. But when you've got somebody that looks after them to make sure mm-hmm. that they've got food and water,
yeah.
In this case, they give an example of how one had been injured and ends up staying on the ranch.
Yeah.
And that happens out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What was a natural enemy of a horse? Wouldn't it be something like
wolves?
But
wolves, bears, coyotes, if they're young enough.
Yeah.
Injuries.
Yeah.
Untreated injuries that get infected.
Yeah.
So.
This story goes on to talk about how they do help the environment and by their through their foraging and it helps reduce the impact of wildfires by reducing the undergrowth that helps wildfires spread and grow hotter.
We've got to take a break now,
oh, okay.
But it's absolutely true, and that's one of the things that Congressman LaMalfa and a bipartisan bill right here in California was to help make it easier. Well, it'd be for the federal land to make it easier for ranchers to be able to graze their animals. And one of the big reasons is just what you said,
yeah.
Rhonda, was keeping the undergrowth down.
Right.
So, you should rotate the animals,
yeah.
Horses, goats.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, Now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Reading Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
June 8th is your chance to support our veterans. Join Simpson University, Dr. Paul Danuka, and Josh Barker Real Estate for the Simpson Veteran Success Center fundraising gala featuring John Bartis, founder and chairman of Higher Heroes. You'll be moved by the real stories of Johnny, Ruby, Jess, and Julia. Go to the SimpsonU.edu events page to become a sponsor or reserve your table now. That's SimpsonU.edu/events.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studio center of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Turk radio right here.
It's your Turk radio. Stray Cats.
Yeah. I'm here with Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. One of my favorite days of the month. And we come in. Our weather, just so that you know, for the rest of the today, it's going to be pretty nice. But then it starts warming up. It's going to be sunny all week, and it starts getting into the 90s this weekend. So be prepared.
This is the week we turn brown.
This is the week that all that beautiful green grass, and you take photos of it, and you go, look at this. Yeah. Look at this. And then and in one day,
yeah,
it goes
yep.
from
poof,
green, it goes from green to brown.
Yep.
How does it do that?
Anyway, so that's what it is. Your weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Oh, hot.
It's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
And stand by for next week. I don't know. But anyway, it's going to be a beautiful weekend for the state feed and all this stuff that's coming up near with Reading Rodeo. Next week's going to be beautiful. And by the way, Reading Rodeo is held. It starts at 7. Mm-hmm. So the sun's going down. The stands are in shade. Got that breeze off the river because mm-hmm. we're right there on the river.
So it is timely because I got to say that my experience, I've been at the rodeo where it's hailed and right,
oh,
but
yeah.
I've also been there when it's like literally 100 10 degrees.
Yeah.
So
it hailed here on Saturday.
I know.
I've been out to rodeo where we're the only ones in the stands because of the rain was coming down so hard. Mm-hmm. And I said, where did everybody go? I mean, the girls with the flags, they're just hunched over their horses. Man. The Marine Color Guard, their horses are welded together for warmth.
Aww.
And then when it started, the rain stopped. Uh-huh. Just stopped. And then all those people, I have no idea where they were, all came back out. Where were they hiding?
They were trying to probably hide under the under the bleachers.
It was working wherever it was because they all came back and we were full again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rain or shine.
Nice dust control.
The best part then is watching the cowboys trying to come off those horses
in the mud
without hitting the mud. You know, yeah. The pickup men were in tight, but when you got to certain, when you get to the bulls.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming off, and then they would slide.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, it's going to be great weather for our rodeo this year.
Yay!
Now,
when is what weekend does that start?
Well, it starts on the 15th. It's a Wednesday, but there's so many things that go before that, and steak feeds, and the special kids day on Monday, the 13th. We're going to have 200. Kids with special needs are going to be down at the rodeo grounds. We're bringing in horses, horses that are gentle and don't get excited about too much. There'll be four of us around, each one of the kids riding.
Mm-hmm.
These kids love it. Some kids who haven't talked in a year start babbling
when
they get on these horses, and then the hard part is getting them off the horses.
Yeah, right. Then they start screaming and crying.
But it is such – I tell you what, the event touches – everybody that's there to help out. And
isn't it amazing what animals do? There's such a connection between people and animals sometimes.
Well, and horses, they have a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe it. They have a sense.
Had a book in our store for a long time. Remember that one where it was a woman and she had a horse? I can't even tell you if it was her horse, but it was out in Cottonwood was where it was boarded, and she would come ride it, I think, for the people. And one day, the horse started acting strange, and over probably the next 3 months, the horse got progressively worse in its behavior towards her, not in a negative way, but it kept nosing a certain part of her body and pushing her with the nose. And then at one point it stopped. It would not allow her to ride it. And come to find out, she had stage 4 cancer.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, and the horse knew, and where it was nudging her all the time was where she had the cancer. And they did a surgery, and she went through, and
she
recovered. And as soon as she came back, the horse totally was like, okay, you're better now, and accept her, went back to normal.
Local lady.
Yeah.
Local lady who is very involved with Chicks and Chaps.
Yeah.
So
you know it.
Yeah, I know that story, and it's absolutely
true. She's like, the horse saved my life.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, what else you've got?
We have a really cool story. We'll make it real quick, 48. It's called Go Hawaiian, Sandy Jones, Reading Senior Citizens, Hula Dance Instructor. So she does hula instructing for senior citizens.
And she's in her 80s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Which is cool. She must be holding together pretty well because I would think she could throw a hip out or something. Swinging those hips around like that.
Yeah. She's very popular, too. And she also does line dancing lessons as well as at the senior center.
Really?
Uh-huh.
How cool.
What page is that
on? That one's on 48.
Oh, okay, got it.
I love the picture of the hula girl that you put in your on your dash of the car.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We've had that group out at the Honeybee Festival on numerous occasions.
Oh, have
cool.
you?
Yeah.
Aloha.
So I just want to give one shout out to
yes.
Riverfront Playhouse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got to do that.
Yeah, really,
we got a couple minutes left.
So Foul Play in French Gulch opens on Friday with a preview, $15 preview this Thursday. And I just want to say this play is, I'm in it. My very first play ever, and I have no lines, but I will be singing and dancing, and it is so much fun, and it is just so clever. I love it. Lisa Collins wrote it. She's local, and she's directing it, and it's full of music and toe tapping and cowboys and gambling and saloon girls. I'm actually going to be a saloon girl.
Yeah,
and it's a melodrama, so it has, and it also has kind of that vaudeville kind of feel.
I love it.
And So I'm super excited about it, and I hope lots of people come. And you can get tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Obviously, pick up the magazine, too, for the really good recipes in this month, too. Pineapple teriyaki chicken and kid-friendly Mother's Day meals. So,
you know, your magazine is so well done, and it's just a beautiful magazine. With all these different stories that you would never know about.
Right.
The guy with the horses, the senior hula dancer, which is good exercise for people, and it's, you know, flexibility and all that. I mean,
and really for your state of mind too. You know, it gives you something to look forward to, and if you stay active,
that it helps keep the mind active.
Yeah, you know, when you start looking at, you know, and then the places to go eat, mm-hmm. the places to, you know, to enjoy yourself. Photos, like at Phantom Falls at Table
that
Mountain Reserve.
Beautiful.
Oh, my
beautiful?
Gosh.
Yeah.
I can't. Somebody gave me a book that said 10 Best Waterfall Hikes.
Mm-hmm.
And
ever or just here in the North
just
State?
Just here in the North State. Yeah, just in this there North State. So I mean, I've done Bernie, but I haven't done the rest of them.
There are a ton of them. It's amazing how many waterfalls we have around here that are hidden.
Well, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you, always.
Thank you.
And tomorrow we got O2 Staffing is going to be in for the regular show. Talking about what's going on with employment and all those other things. It's always interesting to hear what's happening. Everybody, the hot weather's here, so be thinking about that. And God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding
Medical Center.